When I leave home to walk to school, Dad always says to me, "Marco, keep your eyelids up and see what you can see." That line from the book, "And to Think That I Saw It on Mulberry Street," established a brilliant writing career for the man known as Dr. Seuss. Theodore Geisel would have turned 100 this week. The book begins as the simple tale of a boy walking home from school, looking for an interesting story to entertain his father. At first, all he sees is his own feet, a horse and a wagon on Mulberry Street.
"There's nothing to tell of. That won't do, of course. Just a broken-down wagon that's drawn by a horse. That can't be my story. It's only a start. I'll say that a zebra was pulling that cart. And that is a story that no one can beat when I say that I saw it on Mulberry Street. No, it won't do at all. A zebra's too small. A reindeer is better. He's fast and he's fleet, and he'd look mighty smart on old Mulberry Street. A reindeer and sleigh. Say, anyone could think of that. Jack or Fred or Joe or Nat. Say, even Jane could think of that. But it isn't too late to make one little change. A sleigh and an elephant. There's something strange. Say, that makes a story that no one can beat when I say that I saw it on Mulberry Street. But now I don't know. It still doesn't seem right. An elephant pulling a thing that's so light would whip it around in the air like a kite. But he'd look simply grand with a great big brass band. And that makes a story that's really not bad. But it still could be better. Suppose that I add a Chinese man who eats with sticks, a big magician doing tricks, a 10-foot beard that needs a comb. No time for more. I'm almost home. I swung round the corner and dashed through the gate. I ran up the steps and I felt simply great, for I had a story that no one could beat, and to think that I saw it on Mulberry Street. But Dad said quite calmly, "Just draw up your stool and tell me the sights on the way home from school." There was so much to tell, I just couldn't begin. Dad looked at me sharply and pulled at his chin. He frowned at me sternly from there in his seat. Was there nothing to look at? No people to greet? Did nothing excite you or make your heart beat? "Nothing," I said, growing red as a beet, "but a plain horse and wagon on Mulberry Street."
Our ambassador to the world of kiddie literature, Daniel Pinkwater, reading excerpts from Dr. Seuss's "And to Think That I Saw It on Mulberry Street." The good doctor would have turned 100 years old this week. Thanks to Melanie Chang at Random House.